Good afternoon, a pleasant and comfortable late summer day in progress across interior New York and New England with a fair amount of sunshine. Some thunderstorms that have developed into New Jersey and southernmost New York have been drifting toward the East Coast, and the remnant cloud cover is flowing into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. In these areas, we'll have partly sunny skies this afternoon, while the remainder of interior New York and New England will see a mix of sun and clouds, still just the outside risk of a random shower, primarily over the mountains, but for just about everyone, dry and comfortable with highs in the mid-70s to go along with low humidity. Another clear and comfortably cool night tonight, with even more lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for brilliant sunshine on Thursday as high pressure remains locked into the region, keeping it dry and pleasant. High temperatures will be a couple degrees warmer, with low humidity readings in the upper 70s to around 80. On Friday, as the high drifts toward the eastern seaboard, we'll begin to see some moisture return. Still, humidity levels on the low side with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the lower 80s. That moisture will continue to make a comeback on Saturday in the form of more summer-like humidity, and this will lead to a mix of sun and clouds, but it will remain dry as highs reach into the mid-80s. The next front will slowly approach on Sunday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we'll have a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, with highs again in the mid-80s. The risk of a shower or storm will linger into Monday. Otherwise, next week we'll start off with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, staying in the lower to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a mid and upper level ridge of high pressure has been causing widespread record heat across the West. The heat is expected to gradually ease in the Northwest and California in particular, bringing temperatures closer to normal by Thursday. However, today will be another hot day with readings in the 90s in some areas nearing 100 in the interior Northwest and exceeding 100 in the California valleys. Farther south, the desert southwest can expect widespread record-breaking heat to continue, with many locations exceeding 110 degrees in what would normally be monsoon season. Elevated to critical fire danger is also a threat for Northern California into the Great Basin and Northern Rockies over the next couple of days. While isolated thunderstorms could cause light precipitation, some thunderstorms could be almost or even completely dry, so lightning strikes could ignite wildfires. The West is covered in excessive heat warnings, heat advisories, and red flag warnings. Meanwhile, back east, temperatures near or below normal are forecast underneath upper-level troughing. A couple of fronts will help trigger showers and storms in a moist air mass from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys into the mid-Atlantic and southeast. Scattered rain totals over the next couple of days could be over an inch in some spots, and isolated flash flooding is possible, but these storms are not expected to be severe. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high 92 set in 1884 and 1899, and the record low 43 in 1968 and 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s today, mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs near 80, mostly clear tonight in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, low humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday. Higher humidity with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Saturday. Chance of a few showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday in the mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.